Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Brian Hoyer, who had a horrific first half. He's had four giveaways in this game. He steps into a throw well behind Hopkins. Picked off, intercepted by Sean Smith. And Brian Hoyer's day has sent most Texan fans to the parking lot. Five turnovers for the Texans, all courtesy of the QB.
It's disappointing, it's embarrassing, but bad things happen in life. Obviously, in my football career, this was a bad day, but you know, I'll learn from it and always try to get better.
I like how Jim went right to that in the open. He didn't even wait for us to set it up. I love it.
I love the end of it.
Plays it right over the bench.
I love the end of it.
Let's get right to it.
I'm going to learn from this. I'm going to get better. Can't get any worse.
Who had a horrific first half.
All right.
He's had four giveaways in this game. He steps into a throw well behind Hopkins. Picked off, intercepted by Sean Smith. And Brian Hoyer's day has sent most Texan fans to the parking lot.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, Jim. In case anyone forgot how bad of a quarterback Brian Hoyer is and how bad he was the last time he played in a playoff game when he went 15-34 and threw four picks and fumbled and lost 30-0. All that happened for him 2 years ago. And when it did, I felt validated in all of my criticisms all time of Brian Hoyer. That can't happen on Sunday. We can't allow ourselves to think that if Brian Hoyer has to play for the Patriots on Sunday, and I say that because I think there's an outside chance of that coming into play for Sunday's game. Outside. Let's call it a 1 in 20 chance. Okay, 5% chance, we'll call it, that he has to suit up and play on Sunday.
I think there's a single-digit chance.
That's a wreck.
That can happen. It's AFC Championship Friday.
Wow.
Six straight. Seven straight.
That seven. Is a wreck.
Seven's number. I feel a little better than I do yesterday. A little bit.
I put out a tweet 2 hours ago. How concerned are you as a Patriots fan about Tom Brady's injured hand?
Ooh, hot take question.
Do you know how many votes this has already? Nearly 5,000 votes.
It had about 1,200 when I voted.
Shut
right
up.
4,555 votes right now.
I got to pull up Twitter.
We're gonna get 5,000 votes on this thing. It's set to go for another couple of hours. So if you want to vote, @Mark_Bertrand is where that poll is. We can retweet it from the show account as well. Mm. Right now, 17% extremely concerned. I would say this is a valid scientific sample. 17% extremely concerned. 23% concerned. 34% mildly concerned. 26% not concerned at all. I would say the 26% is just burying their head in the sand right now because this hand injury for Tom Brady should concern you if you're going into this game on Sunday. I expect him to play. I don't expect him to be anything close to what he typically is.
Well, okay.
Something bad is going on with that thumb.
You weren't here yet. Jim and I did a little thing in the back room. We went back and watched Game 4 last year, Buffalo Bills.
Good job, Zoe.
With Jacoby Brissett having a torn ligament in his thumb. And he taped it up and he went. He sucked it up. And, Jim, what did we get to? Five minutes left?
Tape. Most important. Tape. No glove. Tape.
What? 5 minutes left in the first half? He was 3 for 3 in a fumble?
1 minute left in the first half. He threw three passes in the first half.
Three passes! Three!
He got a 90-yarder taken back, though, for a crackback block.
What happened in that game, by the way?
They lost that game.
To who?
To Buffalo.
Right.
16-0.
Buffalo Bills, who never win here in New England, shut out the Patriots on their home field.
Yep.
Can you afford to have a quarterback who can't really throw playing on Sunday against Jacksonville?
No, but you can have a quarterback take a shot in the shoulder and can play. The other kid didn't play. See, I think that's why, more or less, that kid had
irrelevant.
To play. Yeah, well, no,
irrelevant.
Not relevant.
Because I hear
that this week. Well, it would be different if Jacoby, be different if Jimmy Garoppolo was here.
Different injury, though. What's a more delicate injury? An injury to a hand or a shoulder?
Hand.
Yeah.
So that's why I question, why is the guy with the hand playing instead of the guy with the shoulder injury?
Oh, yeah. No, that's fair criticism.
That's all.
Fair question.
All I know is the other kid was supposed to...
I'm not saying you're wrong.
All I know is the stars were aligned and everything was all set to go. The other kid was supposed to start, and some reason he didn't that morning.
Oh, no. I know you're right. I know you're absolutely right. I'm just saying that I don't know that it's going to be relevant now. So we can't have a situation where we feel okay about Brian Hoyer on Sunday. And I think there are some people that say, well, Jacksonville's defense is overrated. Defense is overrated.
No,
they're not that good.
No, I disagree with you.
There's a lot of that going on, though.
I disagree with you. It would be a freaking knock your, you know what, in a dirt rock fight if Hoyer had to play, say, 70% of this game.
Season's over.
No, it isn't over.
Season's over.
You've got four backs that you didn't have. All he had last year was Blunt. There was no threat of Blunt running against them.
Will the Jacksonville defense score points defensively if Brian Hoyer is quarterback?
I don't know. Maybe.
Take it to the bank. Take it to the GD bank if that's the case.
I don't like how we're starting the show today. Really don't. We press the reset button.
Have you heard anything else since yesterday on Tom Brady's thumb?
A little bit.
Good or bad?
Good.
That's encouraging. I'll take that out of the game.
I told you. I said I feel better today. I left this show yesterday. You know what I did? I went in the car. You know what I have on Spotify?
What do you have?
I'll pull it up for you.
Whatever your daughter put on there for you.
No, she
won't even give you the password.
No. Well, she did.
Do you have the password?
I yelled at her the other day because I said, hey.
Because you're paying for it.
I pay for it. Why can't I have my pool playlist?
My pool playlist in the middle of January.
Right there. There it is.
Where's my pool playlist?
Yep. Hold on. I'm finding the song. Yep.
Is
that's
it
not it.
Welcome to Our House?
No.
Is it Jay-Z?
No.
Is it?
Hold on.
Well, I'm trying to do something here and fill while you're going through your Spotify playlist.
I know.
What do you want me to do?
I'm looking.
This is
our house. No, it isn't.
Ooh.
Yeah.
No. What is it?
No.
Come on. Where the hell
I'm
is
looking.
It?
It's...
You suck at this.
I know. It's the worst.
Here it comes. Ready? Yeah. Here you go. Put your phone right to the microphone. Darkness, my old friend. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
So you were on suicide watch last night.
Then I had to listen to Big Jim Worry, his new name. Of course it is, you know, and then them with their little email exchange. I love how they read their email exchange, but they won't speak to each other at the 2 o'clock show. And I felt like this on the way home. I'm like, even if they do win, do you want to go to Minnesota with Hoyer?
I hope you're okay. I'm starting to worry about you. Listen, the Super Bowl is 2 weeks away.
I know.
I'm worried about what's happening 2 days from now, not 2 weeks from now.
And I feel better today.
I'm just hoping that Tom Brady's capable of throwing the football on Sunday, because we can't have a Jacoby Brissett versus the Bills game, and we can't have Brian Hoyer. Unacceptable. Unacceptable, people. Don't talk yourself into believing that that's okay. It's not. Brady will start. The question now is, how effective will he be? How effective will he be? And if they put him in there and they figure out that he can't throw, if he toughs it out and they let him go out there and start, what are they going to do if he gets in there and he can't really throw? They're going to have no choice but to go to Hoyer.
Yeah, if you're ineffective.
They're going to have no choice. And that is a real downer going into this game.
Yep. So
it really becomes the question of this game. This is it. This is the question.
Made some contacts.
I mean, we
can
talk about all the other stuff. We can talk about the defense of Jacksonville. We can talk about Blake Bortles being terrible. We can talk about all kinds of matchup stuff. You know what this game is coming down to? The health of Tom Brady's hand. This is not a story that's being overplayed at all.
Right.
There's the media circus that is going on.
You don't
down
miss 2 days
Foxborough
like that
today.
Right.
There is a circus down there.
Oh,
everyone sends the news reporter. Everyone sends the sports reporter.
I might head straight in.
I think Rich and Fred were talking about Good Morning America was covering the damn thing today.
Brady's scheduled somewhere between 1:40 and, say, 2:30. If we get out of here at 2, man, I'm going right. And if he hasn't talked yet, I'm going in. I'm going in, Gillette. I want to see it. And I talked to somebody last night, and I start feeling this way today. Oh, man. Little Van Hagar. Feels so good. How's the hand feel?
This is his new thing. Yeah. He's going to put the Spotify right to the mic.
How's my mood feel throughout the course of the day?
Yeah, keep that rolling.
You know, we're playing at noon.
Keep that rolling.
And so you missed it. It's the same thing as like Jungle O. And the second time he called in, he did his. He wanted a redemption on his rap. So he did it with a megaphone into the phone.
It's kind of how this week's gone. Hey, he's got a call today. 5 for 5. Beatles back.
I thought Tommy Curran had some interesting comments about this hand last night on NBC Sports Boston. We'll have that for you, guys.
Nice.
And we'll get to your calls. This is the story.
Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story. The health of Tom Brady's hand. And does he talk today? Right now on the CBS Sports Minute, Boomer previewing the game happening in the NFC this weekend between the Vikings and the Eagles.
Just because you're at work doesn't mean you have to miss a story. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Sort of a range of injuries this could be. It could be anything from a simple bruise with maybe a tiny cut, all the way to a significant dislocation of one of his joints.
Whatever it is.
It's a hell of a lot closer to the latter than the former. I can just tell you that.
Well, it's serious enough. It's serious enough to keep him out of practice on a Thursday before the AFC Championship.
Yeah, but I mean, I think practically speaking, as we try and plow forward and give people as much information as we can get, you know, there's not a wide range now. If he's not playing on Thursday, and, you know, from what I've heard is you know, it's a ligament issue. So it's not a jam bone. It's not a bruise.
Tommy Curran last night, Boston Sports Tonight on NBC Sports Boston. Well, I don't know if you caught the beginning of that and listened closely. We could play it for you again, but there's a description of two different ends of the spectrum. Tommy Curran says it's a hell of a lot closer to the latter.
Sort of a range of injuries this could be. It could be anything from a simple bruise with maybe a tiny cut, all the way to a significant dislocation of one of his joints.
Whatever it is.
It's a hell of a lot closer to the latter than the former. I can just tell you that.
Well, it's serious enough.
Which would be the serious dislocation. And then Tommy Curran adds at the end there, ligament damage.
And, you know, from what I've heard is you know, it's ligament issues.
Ligament issues.
I don't refute that, because if it is a thumb sprain, or whether you have a knee sprain, a thumb sprain, an ankle sprain, it's ligaments. That's what you stretch. Or tear. Or pop. The word pop. I just hope he doesn't look like Brian Baldinger. Like, you put your hand up and like one finger's pointing one way and the other. Ooh, Pete Carroll's got one of those fingers too. Like, you can't really.
What about the part about the cut? Is the cut legit or not?
I think the cut is legit.
Okay. All right. The cut's legit. That make you feel better, Jim? That doesn't make me feel better at all.
He didn't practice
because
for
of the
two
chance.
Days. Of course, you don't
because
feel
of
better.
The chance of there being stitches.
We just watched
on that
Jacoby
hand.
Brissett throw three balls in the first half with torn ligaments in his thumb.
I'm not going to feel better until 140.
Ligament problem, cut. So a wound, a ligament problem, and they needed X-rays on it. And this whole thing. I'm sorry. This is worse than any of us want to admit, isn't it?
This is so bad. Or there's so much drama surrounding this that say Brady doesn't go to the podium until 2:05. Felger and Maz will take it live.
They need to.
Because they don't do that, though.
I believe they should.
It's Agenda-Free Friday.
It's up to them. It's their show.
No, clear it. I mean, Jimmy's just pressing buttons now.
Those guys make the call. It's their show. They do what they want with it.
Right.
But
if they even take it, that means...
I think this is one of those days where you got to take it.
I agree.
Where if it happens during that show, they're probably going to want to hear it themselves.
Normally they wouldn't. I think they would want to hear it today.
Everybody wants to hear what he says when he steps to the podium today.
Mm.
Everybody wants to make sure he does step to the podium today.
What if he doesn't?
If he doesn't, we are on high alert.
I thought he has to,
We are
to,
at
though.
DEFCON 1.
I think he has to. He's got to speak.
Not if he's not playing.
Shut up, Jim.
If he's ruled out of the game, he doesn't have to speak.
He's playing. Playing.
Can I add one more thing, Beetle?
Yes.
What he's wearing at the podium?
This is an interesting theory. Give it to everybody.
This is great.
And it's great.
This Listen
is why I love
carefully.
Jim Love. Tell me this theory.
I thought about this morning. This is all the local news channels in Providence have their news people there, not just the sports people, but the news people. So magnify that in Boston and nationally. All the people that are there, the whole world's going to be watching this press conference to see what's wrong with them.
Right. Every station will run it live. NFL Network, ESPN, the local news stations will cut into it live across New England. All true.
If he's wearing TB12 gear, I feel fine about this weekend.
TB12, clarify, the hat, a pullover.
Anything. Hat,
it's
shirt,
really the hat.
Both.
He doesn't wear the hat.
That's why I said it. It's
often.
The hat.
The
pliability
hat.
Shirt with the TB12 hat combo, I'll feel really good about
that. Because that means that he's using it as a platform to say, Look at me.
Here's the whole world's watching. This is my brand.
Here's my brand.
My hat. My thumb stayed on. Anybody else's would have fallen off.
And the story this week is about how I'm going to go out and play great despite my injury.
It's part of the chapter.
If he thinks about it enough to put TB12 gear on, that means he's not that worried about the thumb.
If he wears
inside out sweatshirt, like, you know, hoodie or something with a little stocking cap. No, I'm not changing the way I feel.
Well, and if you're going to hide the hand, now, based on how we're going to analyze every single thing now, as to even what he wears to the podium, which I totally agree with you here, I think they're going to push it as close to practice time as possible.
How does he hide the hand at the podium?
Listen.
Please.
So he's going to have on his sweatpants coming off the field, his spikes. He's going to have his red 12 shirt on, turned inside out. Because he won't wear the Nike logo up there. He won't have time to go back to his locker to get the other one. He'll have a Patriots winter cap on, the sideline cap that he wears on the sidelines.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He will have that hand warmer that he clips around his waist.
No freaking way.
With a towel. And he will have both gloves on, as he has had on each day of practice.
Not at the podium.
Sure. Because I just got in front of
him. He's done it before.
He's
done it before. He's come off the practice.
Oh, yeah,
he has cleats on still. He walks up there. Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
But with gloves on?
He doesn't wear gloves normally.
No, that's
but if he has his practice gear on.
No, that's bizarre.
I just got off the field.
No, that's weird.
No, it's
and
not weird.
And you guys know it.
No, it isn't.
That'll be a cover-up.
You'll
look at that and say, why is he wearing the gloves? Because he's covering it up and doesn't want to show it.
They're all going to take pictures of the hand. So you're going to get pictures of the hand today.
That's what they're supposed to do.
The same way you did yesterday. There's not going to be anything new pictorial-wise regarding the hand as opposed to yesterday. So you're going to see the same red Under Armour glove and the same one on the other hand.
No, someone please find me a picture of him ever going to the podium with gloves on. That will be a first. That will be a complete first.
Well, hey,
you know it.
Sorry, I just got off the field. What do we got? First question. Let's go. Not going to talk about it. We'll see you Sunday. Let's go.
You know what they should do?
That's what's happening.
They should move the press conference down to the field level like they do in training camp. Like, let them out onto the field, set up the temporary banner, and have them speak right there on the field.
I say we sell tickets. Do it like we do for those rallies, you know? We can do it right there. We can do it right there like they
He is, isn't he? He's going to wear gloves to the podium if he speaks
today.
Of course
he is. That is a 100% guarantee.
I just walked 50 yards off the practice field, walked to an elevator, came up five, or no, this is different. You know, it's like, you know, no, it's going
to
be
gloves.
So weird.
He has to wear gloves.
Hey,
but the other side of it, if he doesn't have this practice gear on and he doesn't have a glove on and he's got the TB12 sweatshirt on, he's going to feel real comfortable about the game Sunday.
Spot will go up to 10.
Yes.
From 7 up to 10.
I don't think it's going to go that far.
No, I'm just
joking. We are going to talk to RJ Bell about that at 1 o'clock today. The impact of Brady and what do you do in these situations. Get the Vegas perspective on that. 617-779-0985. What do you got?
Update for the 2 o'clock show. Tony Mass just tweeted, absolutely yes, we will be taking the Tom Brady press conference live.
There it is.
Even they're concerned.
They are at that level of concern.
What about that Bruins fourth line? I mean, I think they would go over that and start the show.
It's going to preempt fake promo Friday, possibly.
Could preempt
it. That's how big
it is. It will preempt whatever we have on the air.
We will, yeah, absolutely.
Tom Brady's press conference, if it happens, will preempt everything today.
Wow.
It's that important. And that is the story now of this game. The health of the quarterback.
Did you get the phone numbers out yet?
I did.
You don't need to.
Jesus. I did. Why don't we start doing that with Reese and Malden. Hi, Reese.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What's going on?
So I got a question. I didn't know if it's a ligament injury, is that more of a pain thing? Can they shoot that up and I'll be all right? I feel a lot better knowing it's not broken.
Sure, you could shoot it up. The problem is, what is the range of motion and how much control do you have over it?
Yeah, no, I understand. So we also have to look at the way Tom Brady wore it there. Remember he had that injury earlier on, and he was like, well, the team wants to call it this, you know, basically saying, Alex Guerrero wants to call it something else. So who knows what he's going to say at the podium. Yeah. And, right on. But, yeah, if it's really bad, you guys play some Morrissey the whole show
for
me.
Sure, absolutely.
Nothing gets me more depressed than bad Patriots news than Morrissey. So I will be very sad.
Yeah, you and Jim Louth will be part of that fan club, the depressed Patriot fan club. You know, stab me in the eye with a fork. Yeah, kick me in the nuts.
You're the guy who went home and started listening to Simon and Garfunkel last night.
I didn't like
making fun of Reese?
I didn't like the way... What?
Were you making fun of Reese?
No.
Putting him in the club with the stab your eyes out, kill yourself club?
No, no. My man, Reese.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
You know, he's a guy. He's another close confidant of mine that was also concerned yesterday.
Who?
Reese.
Reese, a buddy of yours?
Mike Reese.
Oh, no, no. I'm talking about this Reese.
Oh,
the
no.
Reese we just talked to.
I didn't even know his name was Reese.
Yeah, Reese.
Oh.
Was the guy on the phone?
I didn't pay attention.
Of course you
do. We got so many calls.
All right, we'll go to your calls after Wallach gives us headlines.
Sports Hub headlines.
Patriots in Jacksonville play the AFC Championship game this Sunday, and everyone still wants to know, will Tom Brady play? Bill Belichick, as you might expect, didn't tell the media much of anything last hour, and in the meantime, Brian Hoyer has to talk about possibly playing.
Whether I'm getting the reps or not, I'm always preparing to play because the truth of reality is you never know when your name's going to be called. So I think if anything, having been the backup, having been a starter, now being in the backup role, I know how to prepare like I'm going to play, and if I don't play, then that's good for our team. If I do, then I'm ready to go.
Team will practice one final time today. Tom Brady expected to meet the media at 1:40. As of now, that press conference still on. We will carry it live here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Bruins got a hat trick from Patrice Bergeron. They scored a 5-2 road win over the New York Islanders. They'll visit the Montreal Canadiens tomorrow night. Celtics were without Kyrie Irving last night. They lost to Philadelphia at TD Garden 89-80. They wrap up a three-game homestand against Orlando Sunday. Kyrie Irving voted as a starter for the Eastern Conference in the All-Star game, along with LeBron James, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Joel Embiid, and DeMar DeRozan. An ESPN report, Charlotte's open for business and trade talks. They're willing to listen to offers for any of their higher-priced players, and that includes point guard Kemba Walker. The Hornets are 18-25. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by WestJet Airlines. Becoming a fan of Montreal, it is possible. Book a low-fare, nonstop flight from Boston to Montreal at WestJet.com. I'm John Wallach of Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Hardy is your next update in 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's my favorite food.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
I feel like there's an elephant in the room, and I just want to get it out of the way. Did you break Brady's hand?
It couldn't be.
Not
you.
Me.
Wasn't you?
No, it wasn't me.
How did you guys react when that all went down? Did it feel like it was serious or not? I mean, your quarterback's leaving the practice field, not practicing the next day. Is there concern there?
I actually didn't see it happen. But from what I talked to other guys, I knew he would be okay. You know, it's time. So regardless of any situation he's put in, he's going to make sure he's out there game day. So nobody's really worried.
I was just in the back room with Jim listening to Dion Lewis give that interview.
Yep.
And he said, well, no, it wasn't me. But he obviously says, this is Tom. He'll be ready to go on game day. By accident, Jim played that in reverse, just in rewinding it. As he was rewinding the audio, it plays in reverse on that
Jim
particular
does that
machine.
Home. Like
he's
with
on.
Old Def Leppard
and listen,
albums.
Listen to what this sounds like when you play that backwards.
Him is a wad.
Hey, Zolak.
No, it wasn't me. Him is a wad.
Or Zeke Mowat. It's either Hey, Zolak or Zeke Mowat.
It's one of
no,
the two.
It wasn't me.
How did you go?
Him is a
wad.
Hey, Zolak.
No, it wasn't me.
How did you go?
Him is a wad.
What heart?
Hey, Mr. Zolak. Hey, Mr. Zolak. Hey, Mr. Zolak.
Calling you Mr. Zolak?
No, it wasn't me. Hey, Mr. Zolak. No.
Hey, Mr. Zolak.
Yeah. No, I think you're reaching.
Oh, come on. It was funny.
It was funny. Hey, you know, Artie.
No, we really thought that's what it was.
Yeah.
Shut up. It's going to be one of those days for you?
You know, it's going to be
busy
one of those
today?
Days for you, I can
what
tell.
What time are you leaving Sunday? Did you get it at 8 a.m.?
I got him a reservation at CBS Scene for 1 p.m.
So, I'm fine.
I could get you guys a breakfast reservation like 7 a.m. somewhere on Route 1.
Zoe knows all the diners down in Rentham.
I do.
He
great.
Stops
There's
there.
Great. There's a good truck stop down there,
good breakfast.
Too. Oh, my God.
He knows all the hot spots. Knows all the hot spots.
Yes, sir. Sarge salute of the day.
You know, they rebuilt downtown from that storm a number of years ago. And
he's
this
picking you up, isn't he?
I don't want to talk Sorry. About this.
He's picking you up, isn't he?
At all.
No, you're
I
gonna,
don't want to.
Too late.
On. Too late. Kowloon brought food yesterday.
And I certainly don't want to talk about it with you.
All
because
right.
everything you say
we'll
is.
We'll get back to it later.
Yes.
Well, I got a text from Andy Wong.
Get back to it.
Hey, later. Guys, hope you enjoyed the food. Really looking forward to hanging out with my guy, Hardy.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Let me see.
I'll show you later.
I'll show you later. Right. We got to get to the calls.
We got calls.
Okay. Troy in Dorchester. Troy.
What's going on, guys?
Hi, Troy.
So I just wanted to take a little strange twist on it. So this is a lot easier than talking about where Bill might be coaching next season, or will Tom be retiring, or is this their last ride? I mean, he could have chipped a nail. You can bruise a ligament. I have. So it could be ligament, but it could just be something, a minor bruise. And Bill's like, listen, let's play this up so we don't have to hear anything about anything ESPN wrote, somebody talked about, no future stuff. They're going to talk about your hand until the game, and that's it, Tom. Could you deal with that? Tom probably said, yeah, sure, why not? And that's going to be that. And then how great would it be,
Troy,
for DVD?
Troy, how well did the Patriots play last week?
Well, you know.
Did that ESPN story distract them in any way, or have them play in a way that they don't typically play?
Not really.
It wasn't a factor. This is a real factor. This is a guy who's hurt.
How great would it be for a DVD after the season of Tom battling through and throwing three touchdowns in the AFC Championship game despite an injury for the TB12 method?
Taking a step further.
This absolutely will add to the legend of Tom Brady.
How about to the Tom versus Time documentary? Hell with the DVDs, the three games of
glory. But this isn't a time issue. This isn't about getting older. This is about he hurt himself in practice through a physical injury that occurred. This isn't about time. He didn't get hurt because he's 40. He got hurt because of a freak thing that happened in practice, which could have happened to a 25-year-old quarterback the same way it did to a 40-year-old quarterback. This is not an age thing. And I would say this is a worse distraction or a worse issue to deal with because it actually can impact what happens in the game. Last week, did that story look like it impacted them one bit? And you know what? Maybe it did in terms of motivating them to go out and kick ass the way Brady played, the way the team played.
You know what, too? And I thought about this. Okay, if obviously Jacksonville has a very good rush, and you talk about some of the good games, guys like Garoppolo got the ball quickly against them. In a weird way, this could help. Meaning, I don't want them anywhere near my hand. I'm going to be so precise and so concise with my decision-making as far as getting a sucker out early. I ain't holding on to this thing to extend plays and let them hit me and take me down to the ground, then twist it and grab it. All that. That's what's going to happen. That's what I do. If you have an ankle, you have a knee, guess what happens under piles? They grab it. They twist it. They try and land on it. Yeah. You know, just get rid of it. Boom. Get it out. This could help him accelerate the process. I'm talking about timing, speed. And that affects game plan, too, though. So there were some good questions in there today for Belichick. Does it change the way you prep? Does it change your approach? Does it change the game plan? All that. I mean, if Hoyer's in, sure changes it. You don't want to do everything. Hoyer can't make all the calls Brady does. I don't think he has the flexibility to do that.
Meredith in Hopkinton has the subject line of phantom injury. Meredith.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Beetle, I'm so relieved to hear that you're okay. Oh,
thank you.
I was actually T-boned by a cement mixer after I graduated from college.
Ooh.
So I know how scary it can be. So a couple things. My question is whether, you know, not only is there an inkling of truth that Brady tends to have these small phantom injuries occur, you know, not only to distract the opponent's prep time, but also so that he can have an excuse to not attend the Pro Bowl. If you really look at his history, even in those years when the Pats haven't made the Super Bowl, Brady just consistently finds ways to avoid physically making it to the game. So that was one question. And then, you know, kind of tagging on to what Zoe was talking about, you know, with the documentary and everything, is this like Schilling's bloody sock? You know, is just adding to the story.
Ooh, there you go.
And you know, kind of just adding
the
more
bloody glove. The bloody glove.
Well, I mean, in hindsight, we talk about the bloody sock because Schilling went out and pitched well.
Right. That's what she's saying.
If he goes out and plays well, yes, it'll be the same thing. Nice. I hope he does what Schilling does, which is lets it bleed through.
When you're hydrated like him, do you bleed less?
So, you know, everyone has, over the years, accused Schilling of putting ketchup on the sock. That was Felger's take for a long time. Right? And I said, no, you guys have this all wrong. It has nothing to do with him faking it, okay? But you're telling me that they couldn't find a bandage that was strong enough to not let the blood drip through the sock? You know, there wasn't enough gauze in the clubhouse that day.
Just get a gauze.
Get a gauze. Something without any lint on it.
I tried that too, man. Get a gauze. I cut my foot this summer.
It's all numb and stingy.
Remember I cut my foot and I'm like pushing it. And
gauze.
Like, I try wrapping it up and taping it in gauze. If you have enough blood, gauze. It bleeds through. Gauze. It finds a way to get through. Finds a way to get
somebody on Twitter wants to know if Guerrero's going to be on the sidelines this weekend.
Doubt it. He's been banned. He's been kicked out.
Nope. I wonder if he's still around even. Anyway, no.
What do you mean he's still around? Still around where?
Sure. I don't know. The place.
Foxborough?
Trading him. I don't know.
TB12?
Yeah. Never know.
If he were smart, he would be marketing this with a brand new resistance band, B-A-N-N-E-D.
Band-Aid.
The method.
Oh, Guerrero
so powerful.
Banned.
It's been banned.
I've been banned.
By a certain NFL team.
It's all about the marketing.
Too hot for you to handle.
That's right.
617-779-0985. We'll obviously continue with your calls. We have Read and React coming up at 11:36. Also, do you remember that time you started a playoff game against Jacksonville?
I sure do.
What year was that?
Oh, God, 98?
99? Calendar year 99?
I don't know.
Calendar year 99.
So long ago.
98 season. We thought maybe we would, I don't know. Take a look back.
Yes!
Right?
You have Lovett Purnell on the
line.
Go in
the Wayback Machine.
If you have Lovett Purnell on the line, I will hang up on him.
So are you saying that the last time the Patriots faced Jacksonville in the playoff situation...
Well, it's not the last time because they've played them since the playoffs.
No.
They did.
But
in a playoff.
Yeah, in a playoff. 2000.
Last quarterback other than Tom Brady to start a playoff game.
This guy. Right here.
That part's true.
That happened.
Last time they went into a playoff game with Jacksonville with the starting quarterback hurt.
True. All true.
Great.
Yeah, well, that quarterback that day went 12 for 12 at one point. Was on a hot streak till somebody dropped the ball walking in the end zone.
Oh, maybe we should get him on the line.
Yeah. Maybe not.
Okay, we'll relive that next.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It is no longer wise to ignore it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
This was the number one song at the time, Jim? Well, I don't even know what this is.
Late December? Celine Dion, R. Kelly?
Really? I don't even recall this song.
Zoe, do you recall?
No, this song sucks, and I remember everything from that time period.
Yeah, what chart are you looking at?
Billboard?
No,
like
this was never
the Hot 100? What are we looking at?
Couldn't even been top 10. Oh, wait a minute.
How about
Adult AC?
Yeah.
A couple weeks earlier?
No, you're looking at the wrong chart.
This isn't I Can't Believe I Can Fly.
A couple weeks earlier, this was number one.
It's been one reason to love your name. Curse your head of the silence and I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me the same. Woo! Together, come back and see me. 3 days since
I thought these people were going to be big.
They kind of are. They're still around.
Yeah.
They probably made a decent amount of money. This is a good one.
China, the Chinese chicken.
Add a drumstick and your brain starts ticking.
Watching Sense Files with no lights on. I like the maze on. I get the Pokemans in this one. Woo-hoo. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Big like Leanne rhymes.
Cat don't make hits.
We used to sit in the car and drive to practice at the Wacko School down there in Rentham. We're all just bumping with our helmets. Singing this.
I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I'm doing. You soon will.
None of my screws.
I have a history of losing my shirt, losing my shirt.
Look at me. Threw your hands in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days to
okay.
Let's get to the Chinese chicken part.
Yes.
That's our favorite part.
You like draining
yes.
us out?
Yes. This is all going on and you were playing football? Damn.
Yeah.
Oh, we used to sing this. We used to work right down the road and sing. It's going to practice.
Hey, hey.
Come on.
Ho.
Let's get to it, Jim.
China, the Chinese chicken, you have a drumstick. Here it comes. China, the Chinese chicken, you have a drumstick and your brain starts sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with LMAs on. I like the smoking meds in this one, like Harrison Ford, I'm getting frantic. Like stick a pan trick, like stick is guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I don't make films, but if I did, I'd have a samurai.
I love Keanu.
Yeah, samurai, badass.
la nuca saca cartoons got the boom man like
this come on. Hardy's so pissed at us. I don't care.
Hardy for this like, god the 90s
Hardy
were good.
Like fun.
I'd rather you do this than Creed or
well that's coming.
Creed or Hootie.
The next year when I was in Miami, Creed was big. That was huge. I used to work out with
True or false. I provided Hardy with a very nice bare naked ladies item to give to a friend recently. True or false?
You provided it?
Yes, I did. Did I not procure that for you?
You were responsible for the liberation of it.
Absolutely.
And for the record, I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you give it to your friend?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Was your friend appreciative of the act?
Don't know what you're talking about.
You liar. What else was hot at the time? Anything else, Jim, or is that it? Those two? Wow. What a time.
Capello's ears just perked up somewhere.
In her prime.
Oh, yeah.
A little creepy.
This was 97?
No, January 99.
Yeah, January 99.
All right.
Want to walk through some highlights of the game?
Yes, right
sure.
Over
Britney. Zoe's got great recall.
Can you play him over Britney? Or is that possible?
I played one for Zoe, and he recalled everything that happened. It was great.
Coates was in. If we have replay, Coates was in.
Simmons to the near side left, Jefferson to the far side right, Coates is tight to the right. Edwards alone set back in motion, right to left comes Jefferson, now back in motion to the right on second and two, back to throw Zolak, flares it right, caught by Jefferson, knocked down at the 25, but not before he's got a first down.
Zoe is signaling first down at that, he remembered it.
First down, what happened? What happened?
We had the whole series. We had the whole series.
Oh, nice. Oh, okay, keep going.
Third down and four at the Jacksonville 9. Slot to the far side right. Coach on the Purnell on the right wing in motion to the left. Back to throw is Zolak. Looks, fires. Coach has it, and he is in. Touchdown, Ben Coach.
Oh, no.
No. They're going to mark him down at the 1.
No.
Bull crap.
Was he down or
7,500
not?
I lost right there.
What? It was some kind of bonus?
Playoff touchdown, yeah.
Yeah, and a playoff touchdown bonus.
Dude, you're not making a ton, you get all those bonuses.
Did you know that in the game?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, hey, ref. I'm
he
like,
did. He checked the contract, had the agent look it up. What are my bonuses
like,
for this
I
one?
I don't know the contract. That's an easy one.
He's thinking, you know what?
You know what gets worse?
Oh, you dumbass.
It gets worse
you know
if
what
you
gets
a bonus.
Worse? Oh. Try throwing it to Tony Carter with two left feet and see what happens.
Second and goal to go at the Jacksonville 1. Ball right in the middle of the field. Patriots try to go right to left, trying to get back in the ball game. 5:12 to go, third quarter. Jacksonville up 12-0. Straight eye formation behind Zolak. The gift to no one. Zolak rolls to the right, throws to the right, and is in. Touchdown, Tony. No! Again! Tony Carter had it this time, and they call him down at the 1-foot line.
I guess we're going to do next play.
We're going to do next play.
I'll probably run it.
Third and goal at the 1. Zolak calling signals. Pitch to Edwards, turning to the left, and he is into the end zone by about 4 feet. Thank you.
Oh, see how Gil's all pissed. Like they screwed the calls up. Oh, that was in by 4 feet. Did you hear little Mark Capello at the time?
Nah.
Cheering in the background?
Nah.
Pitch to Edwards, turning to the left, and he is into the end zone by about 4 feet.
Perfect that we're playing Britney in the background, too. He's a big fan.
Is he?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like perverted fan? Like mass fan?
Well, yeah. You never saw... He used to keep, like, pictures up when he kept a cubicle here.
Oh, my God.
No way.
Oh, yes, he did.
How come he doesn't put pictures of her up on Facebook? He's always on Facebook.
Well, he's got other things to worry about now.
Gripe about.
Do we want to play the last two highlights?
Sure.
Kind of the end of Zoe's career with the Patriots?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, okay, well...
First and 10 at their own 33. Zolak, play action. Back to throw. Going to be hit. Fumbles the ball. Pile up on the ground. Jacksonville has it.
Sure, hold on to the ball.
How many balls you fumble?
Yeah, hold on to the ball in that situation.
Wait, I didn't see the guy coming.
I think this might have been your last play as a Patriot,
did you
right?
See him coming at all?
Oh. So you tell me if this is your last play
seems
as a Patriot.
Seems like that would kind of be a good idea, right, Hardy?
Did it surprise you? Did he surprise you?
Yeah.
Yeah, were you scared?
Well, right off the play fake, it's a play fake, boom, then get stuck, balls out.
Yeah. It hurt?
I can't remember. All I remember, the worst I ever got hit was by Chris Dolman in Atlanta, right at the brand new Georgia Dome at the time. They just opened, and I had no skin on my elbows. I come back to the huddle, I'm like, this hurts so bad, I can't get in the shower.
Hardy, you asked if it hurt. You asked if it hurt. Think about the time we're in. It was 1999. These behemoths out there.
You're allowed to hit when you were allowed to hit people,
and you were allowed to do other things to get to a certain size.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me if this is your last play ever.
All right.
So it is a 4th and 10 4th and 15 for the Patriots at their own 31. They have to get to the 46.
I think you're going to do it.
4:27 to go in the game.
Oh, no.
Jefferson far side left, Simmons near side right.
I think he's
Brown
do
is
it.
In the left slot. Zolak out of a shotgun on 4th and 15. The direct snap to Zolak. Has time. Rolls left. Now he's hit. Sack. Ball game over. Season over.
Why don't you run?
I tried.
How much time was left when that happened?
I thought he said 4 minutes, but then he said season over.
4 minutes, and then he said season over because late in the game, there was a pick with like a minute and 20 left.
Oh, we don't have that highlight.
It's
too bad.
That's enough.
What? Was he faster than you? Why didn't you run away from that man?
The big bear.
Big bear.
That was hitting with a stick. See, the whites in his eyes, man. He's coming. That bear is coming. Big, big, heavy bear, and he can run.
Why don't you throw it away? It's fourth down.
Yep. Oh, man.
Doesn't do anything good.
Oh, it was a...
I'm sorry, Zoe.
So, do you remember this play late in the game, about a minute left? You just... Oh, man, you could throw that thing, huh?
Yeah,
what happened there?
Jefferson.
He kind of bailed on it. Bailed on the play.
You see, it's covered two, and he's supposed to break right here. Watch.
Oh, yeah.
Come
fake.
On, look. Look right
pump
here. Fake.
Froze the safety.
Oh, man.
He's supposed to cut under.
What are you doing, boss?
Right, that's on me.
Yeah, that ain't you.
Yeah.
That ain't you. That's all Sean Jefferson. That was a pick. About a minute 19 to go. They took a knee. Game over. Look at Petey.
Woo!
All right.
I'm sorry the big man hit you.
Read and react, right? We're doing that next.
No, that's coming up at 11:36. Oh. Actually, do you remember the guy who did the live rap on air last year during the playoffs?
Yes.
And was really good?
He was really good.
Yeah, we got him back.
Oh!
And he's going to do a live Patriots-Jags rap in 90 seconds after headline.
Wake up!